I got this question on TikTok earlier, and I answered it on TikTok, and some of you already saw it if you caught the Daily Soul earlier, but I was asked, how do I know when I'm doing enough in the gym? I never feel like I'm doing enough. And I use the example of pretty much everything that I do, because I don't want to say I suffer from this, but I deal with this issue myself because I create a lot of content on all different platforms, as you all know, I'm sure. But it has the same crossover to fitness, to lifting. And a lot of people think if they want more results, they just put in more effort. It's not always more time, it's not always more volume, it's not just lifting more sets and doing more workouts and doing two a days and lifting heavy every day and then, you know, doubling up. It's not just more, more, more. There is a point of diminishing returns because you have to recover. So how do you know if you're not doing enough? How do you know if you're doing too much? And that's really the dance. That's really the dance that no one can really tell you. And it's kind of something that you have to figure it out on your own. You have to experience when you do too much, because if you're pushing yourself and you're trying to make progress, it's hard to avoid doing too much. You're going to get an overuse injury like a tendonitis. You're going to have some kind of pain. You might even strain a muscle or hurt something. I mean, honestly, if you're pushing hard enough in any sport or in any field, you're going to get towards that, quote, burnout point or towards that injurious point. And I think it's kind of like drinking. You know, most people have experienced drinking too much. You know, you had a night or a party, or when you first start drinking, you don't know your limit. You've heard that phrase. You don't know your limit, so you end up doing too much. Same thing with lifting. You don't know what your limit is until you do too much and until you make a mistake. And I've had those mistakes where I didn't really warm up enough and my knee started hurting during squats or pulled a muscle because I did one more set when I probably should have stopped. And you realize, fuck, when you have that thought in the back of your head, I don't know if I should do another one. I'm feeling kind of wrecked, and I don't know if I should do it. That's usually a sign when you don't fucking do it. You start to make better decisions to promote your longevity and your ability to do it again tomorrow. And I think that's kind of where I'm at personally in my training journey, because I've put on a ton of muscle. I've cut down. I've bulked. I've cut back down in the sense that I've been bigger. I've tried to get bigger. I've experienced that kind of lifestyle where I've been eating in excess over and over again. It was like my whole life, morning, noon, and night, was about bulking. Now, my whole life is about fitness now, take care of my health, but kind of graduated to other areas of more interested in mental wellness and more longevity, not just short-sighted, like I just want to fucking get big. So I'm not so much hell-bent on the superficial as I am more about, okay, I want to maintain this for the rest of my life. And some people never feel that, or they feel that later. You know, I see older guys in gyms and stuff squatting 4 or 5 plates, and it's all well and good, and everyone's going to have their different path and different journey. But you don't get to that point where you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, lifting tons of weight, lifting regularly. You don't get to that point unless you learn that dance. Unless you learn when to pull back, when to rest, when to recover. And unfortunately, some people get that information and it's too late. They have a major injury and a major setback that lingers. So it's something that you can warn about. It's something that you can educate about, but it's almost something that you have to experience. And I think anyone that pushes themselves has that experience when they've done a little bit too much and they're really sore and they're really jacked up and maybe to the point of having a little bit too much muscle trauma where you feel tight, you don't really recover in time, and you kind of do a little bit too much damage where you need to do some deep tissue massage, some foam rolling. It takes you like another week or two and you have those really tight guitar string type feeling in your hamstrings or your chest. You know, just a little bit too much inflammation. You overdid it. But at the same time, is that the training or is that the nutrition? Is that the sleep? Is that the hydration? Is that the nutrient density, nutrient quality? So understand that there is a too much, but as you can see from everything you see online and people that have amazing outputs with whatever they do, that's going to vary from person to person. And you really can't compare your output. You can't compare your strength. You can't compare your endurance to anyone else, because some people are just freaks. Some people just have a system that they're just more able to adapt to longer duration cardiovascular outputs, and they can run marathons regularly and not have any problems. And some people, they're just not built for that. They just don't have that in them, willpower wise or training wise or just physical adaptation wise. Some people can naturally jump higher. Some people can naturally put on muscle faster. Some people are more mobile, hypermobile in their joints than others. Some people have a real strong squat. Some people have a real strong bench and they're lacking the others. So I always like to come back to mobility, come back to mental health, come back to a bodybuilding approach, a fundamental bodybuilding approach with, from the aspect of working all your muscles evenly, balancing out the body, and then of course mobility, and then taking it different directions, like a spider web, taking it whatever direction interests you. Now, I think when it comes to entertainment or it comes to personal preference with training, that comes after you do the fundamentals. That comes after you do the shit that's going to benefit more people at a fundamental level. You have your mobility, you have your seven pillars, right? You have your strength training, you're working all muscles evenly, you're working for that aesthetic appearance in the sense that if you have a nice balanced physique, you're going to have a more likely outcome that your muscles are balanced. Of course, you're working deep muscles, you're working stabilizers, you're working superficial muscles, but it's really important to understand that the dance, that balance between overload and injury, is delicate, and it will fluctuate as you get older. I mean, I'm 37, I'm going to be 38 in a month, and I definitely don't train the same way as I did when I was 27, when I was 17, and you can't, because I have all this overload over the years up until this point. I have all this experience up to this point, and I'm a different physique now at my age versus the physique I had when I was younger. I have different goals. I have a different schedule. I have a different output. I have a different nutritional profile. You have to allow yourself to adapt, but just understand that if you want amazing results, and a lot of people say they want amazing results or they think they want amazing results, but they don't understand how hard they actually have to push. I'm not saying you want to push to get injured, but you are not going to get to that other side. You are not going to see the light. You are not going to get those benefits unless you are really going after it and you are finding that line, towing the line. And you have to be really close to that line in order to really excel. And if you're not close enough to that line, it's almost the difference of, hey, average results or amazing results. It's almost like a light switch. There's a big difference between a small difference in effort and focus. And this is why I go so hard against cheat meals. That's why I go so hard against any kind of rotting of someone's personal discipline, because everyone wants to make an excuse. Human nature just wants stuff for free. People want shit for free. Who doesn't want more stuff for less effort? Who doesn't want more results with less effort? That's not how it works. There's no magic pill. So you can't just get more because you want more. You have to work it. So that's a learning experience. That's a learning curve. Understanding that you need to toe that line, and then your entire life in fitness is pursuing that line and adjusting that target as you go through your career.